Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today, we head west to the village of Lake Zurich. Tag along as we explore the local sights and sounds on this edition of Your Hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
It's always fun to get to know people in each individual area surrounding Chicago. Today on Your Hometown, we're featuring Matthew Lovejoy. Matthew is the owner of Lake Zurich Florist. Matthew, I was saying to John Williams earlier today that you know everything that's going on in town, don't you?
Well, yes, we do, all the events. But I got to clarify, my wife owns the florist. I'm filling in for her today. So.
Oh!
She's the genius behind the business. Yeah.
That's awesome. But you know when somebody's born, you know when someone's has died, you know birthdays, you know anniversaries, you know just about everything.
We do, and wedding dates, too.
Oh, that's the best. That's got to be the best part of your job, isn't it?
Yes, we're in the delighting business, and we have a part in the most significant days of people's lives, when their babies are born and when they have their anniversaries and their weddings, and sadly, even, you know, at the end of people's lives. So we're very involved in the most significant days of people's lives.
Okay, so she might own the florist. But do you work there? Do you participate? Do you deliver? What's your job, Matthew?
I deliver. I clean up when I'm asked to. I throw my hat in the ring for Valentine's, Mother's Day, and luckily I have some experience in owning a business, so we collaborate together, and she runs the business day by day, but I'm involved in it. Yes.
What can you tell us about Lake Zurich? What makes Lake Zurich so special?
Well, been here about 20 years and grew up in DuPage County, but ended up here about 20 years ago. And, you know, it's quiet, it's safe, it's beautiful. The lake itself is very nice. It's convenient for us to get to train stations to go to the city. It's convenient, Route 12 comes up through Lake Zurich, so there's, you know, any shopping or anything that you need there. And it's a lovely, lovely part of the Chicago area.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have beautiful weekend weather, so I'm guessing the lake is going to be really busy, right?
Yes, for Memorial Day and then the holidays, Lake Zurich is humming, yes. Yeah. 4th of July is another big one. They have a fantastic fireworks display at the 4th of July. A lot of great community events. Rock the Block, they have a downtown Rock the Block event. It's great. Alpine Days, they've been doing forever. So it's, you feel like you have a real sense of community.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, I've got a floral question for you. I've always read that when you have flowers delivered to your house and after a few days, you know, you want to freshen them up and give them new water, that you're never supposed to use scissors to clip the bottoms, that scissors kind of crunch them and don't allow them to suck in water. Is there any truth to that?
There's plenty of truth to that. You never want to crush the stems of a cut flower. So you want to use a sharp knife or you want to use cutters that are specifically made for cutting the ends off the flowers. And you want to cut a quarter inch or so off. If you really want them to last a long time, change the water frequently. Try to use unchlorinated water and put a preservative in there. And cut the ends at a 45-degree angle, and that will give the most uptake of water to the buds.
And when you order...
So, yes, what you've heard is right.
Okay, I need to start following what I know then, because I haven't done that. And you want flowers to last the longest amount of time you can, because they're beautiful. And how long should they last if you order flowers delivered to the house? Is it 5 days? Is it 7 days? If you take care of them, how long should they last?
So it's somewhat dependent on which blooms you have, okay? But in general, yeah, you should expect your flowers to last for a week if they're properly taken care of and they're hydrated, not sitting in the direct sun. you should expect them to last a week. If they're tipping over and wilting after 3 days, find a different florist.
We're featuring Lake Zurich on our Your Hometown series today, and this is Matt Lovejoy. His wife is the owner of Lake Zurich Florist. He only works there, he said. So give us some tips for ordering. Is it best when you order flowers from a florist to say, hey, what do you have in stock that's fresh right now, or what would you suggest, or should you always call with an idea of what you want?
So the distribution of flowers is really an amazing thing. They come from Ecuador, Colombia, Holland. A lot come from California this time of year. And it's just amazing how quickly they go from being cut in a field to a distribution center and into our flower shop. And the frequency of delivery is twice a day. So we receive fresh flowers twice a day. Like right now, peonies are very popular. They're in bloom. They're fabulous. It's a great time of year to order peonies. But in general, we can offer just about anything people want. What we want to know is what color do they like. Very important to know what flowers they might not like. And then we have a web page that has a plethora of assortments that people can choose from. If we know we can't give you the top quality, best flower available, we will inform customers of that. Oh. So some people like to call and talk through it. Others like to browse on the web page. And yet others come in. We've just built a brand new building downtown Lake Zurich, a brand new facility for the Lake Zurich florist. We're building a wedding row there, and we're encouraging people to come sit down, have a coffee, enjoy the new space, spacious and gorgeous. And we do a lot of consultations, particularly for proms, weddings, funerals. Those are things that require more of a face-to-face personal touch to make sure we get it just right.
Oh, my gosh, you must have been busy for prom.
So, we had three proms, two on Friday, one on Saturday. Lake Zurich's prom was on Saturday. And Sunday was Mother's Day, which you might find interesting. Mother's Day is double Valentine's Day in the flower business. So the busiest day of the year was preceded immediately by three proms. So, yes, that was that was a long weekend, yeah.
I can only imagine. Well, thank you for joining us. Continued success in Lake Zurich, and enjoy your weekend. Hopefully it'll be a little slower this weekend than what you've had the past couple weekends.
Well, we never hope for that, but yes, it will be. And we think what you guys are doing, promoting Lake Zurich, is wonderful. And we've watched your videos and listened to your coverage. And we just can't thank you enough for your great work. So thank you.
Thank you. And when I say slower, I don't mean slower. I mean more manageable.
That sounds perfect. Yeah. A normal drum beat sounds great. Yes. Right.
All right. Nice to meet you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
And he did mention the videos and the posts. You can go to any social media platform, whether that's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, or you can check out WGNradio.com. John Hansen goes out and films videos of each of these towns that we feature on our Your Hometown series. And it's kind of cool. Maybe you live in that town. Maybe you live next door. Maybe you've never been, but you can learn something about, you know, the communities that surround all of us. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic, and then we're going to learn about these brain implants that have helped a paralyzed man to walk again. Not a bad day, right, Mary?